Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers likely today, cloudy with a high nearing 59. A slight chance for some rain showers early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with a low around 35. Sunshine throughout Saturday with a high of 72, and clear skies and breezy throughout Saturday night with a low around 38. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Sunny on Sunday with a high of 62, northwest winds gusting as high as 35. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been a big week for the state legislature and Kansas Governor Laura Kelly as she started off the week by vetoing numerous different bills across the state that were passed by the Republican state legislature. One of the bills, including House Bill 2094, would have required registrants between the age of 50 to 59 to complete employment and training programs in order to receive food assistance, along with other social programs from the state, which Governor Kelly said would cause prices of goods and services to skyrocket, and Kansas need more relief, not further barriers. At the same time, Governor Kelly also vetoed House Bill 2236 that would allow parents' rights for direct influence on education, along with upbringing and moral or religious training of their children, including the rights to object to harmful or inappropriate content within the public schools. Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins responded to the veto, saying that once again the governor has sided against parents and the rights to direct their own children's education, upbringing, and moral or religious training in the state. At America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
With many of the social programs ending after the COVID-19 pandemic, many school districts across the nation are working on a free lunch program for all of its students in the entire district, with many in the state of Kansas also saying that they're jumping on board with the project.
The way that we directly certify the students is whether they're qualified for SNAP, homeless, foster, and this year they added the Medicaid factor to it. And so a lot of our kids weren't qualified under the regular DC rules, but they were on Medicaid. And so we were able to identify a lot of students that we didn't have before. And so when we added it to our percentage for CEP, it sent us up to the acceptable rate.
That was Nicole Janke, the General Director of Child Nutrition Services on WIBW, or Topeka and USD 501 will be the first district in the state of Kansas to be part of the program through the community eligibility provision of the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America, Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Leadership from the Nebraska Cattlemen Disaster Relief Fund has officially announced that they are now accepting monetary donations along with relief applications to help with beef cattle producers who may have been impacted by recent fires across the state. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that in a statement from Steve Hansen, the Nebraska Cattlemen's president, saying, quote, the cattle community must come together during challenging times to support our fellow producers affected by the recent fires. We are thankful for the dedication and bravery of first responders, including local volunteer fire departments, who are going above and beyond to contain these fires and keep Nebraskans safe. The Disaster Relief Fund is a tax-exempt 501c3 charitable organization, and donations made to the Disaster Relief Fund may be tax-deductible. In other news, during the monthly meeting, the Western Nebraska Community College has officially announced their new president, as the College Area Board of Governors announced Greg Dart to be the next president for the WNCC. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners last week met with department heads. The Agency on Aging directors received notification the Department of Transportation grant beginning July 2024 will not be fully funded and will result in a shortfall in federal and state operations of $47,000. The health nurse reported 8 of 9 grant reports have been filed. They're doing school outreach clinics before summer. The appraisers finished valuation hearings. Personal property notices will be mailed out May 1st. The Extension Office is looking for a nutrition person to work with the elderly and school children. They have 2 interns this summer working with school programs and 4-H type activities. County Treasurer reminded second half taxes are due May 10th. Emergency Management has stayed busy with countywide fires. Public Works Administrator reports finishing shoulder work on the Axtell Blacktop overlay on Blacktop south of Blue Rapids. Crews are busy blading and hauling rock, and bridge work continues throughout the county. The county clerk talked to the special election for the jail, and commissioners have finished up town hall meetings for the jail project. Health department plans should get rolling by June. TC Energy and federal officials have received a report of a suspected cause and contributions toward the oil pipeline break in December in Washington County. Primary cause was a progressive fatigue crack in a weld connecting a manufactured elbow fitting to the pipe across Mill Creek, which had been in operation for a decade. During construction, the segment of pipe was subject to inadvertent bending stresses sufficient to initiate a crack and led to a deformation. TC Energy advised they're in the process of implementing a comprehensive plan to enhance pipeline integrity and overall safety performance. These include excavations and examinations of sites with characteristics similar to the incident location, performing inline inspections, and examining and evolving pipeline design guidelines, construction operations, and integrity management practices. Due to unexpected volunteer obligations, the Home City Fun Fest planned this Saturday is being postponed until June 24th. A recent community meeting in Bern has renewed conversations with USD 115, the Omaha Central School Board, which may pursue acquisition of territory that remains in USD 113 Prairie Hills District. That despite some 80 students in that area this year attending school in Seneca. An earlier effort in 2012 with closure of the Bern School was turned away by Prairie Hills. The current conversation is driven by a recent announcement of closure of the Wetmore Academic Center, which will scatter additional students to Nemaha Central and some to USD 380 Centralia. Families in the affected area have noted that next school year, roughly half of students within the Prairie Hills district boundary will attend classes in other districts. Some are asking that taxes and representation be shifted apportionately. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County April 11th. Michael Yoxel of Frankfort lost control on K-99 north of Parallel Road and left the roadway. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville, treated, and released. Frankfort Citywide garage sales are this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Maps are available at several locations in the community. The KNDY Public Affairs Program guest this weekend is Marcy Penner, who talks about the Big Kansas Road Trip, which is slated next weekend, May 5th, 6th, and 7th, in Republic, Jewell, and Smith counties of north-central Kansas. Join the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Betty Wimmers, age 73 of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Betty Wimmers. Ray A. Skip Moody, age 71, of Wymore, passed away April 19th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday 2 until 5 at the Heidelauer Bar and Clay Center, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Skip Moody. Carolyn L. Moore, age 71, of Barnes, passed away. Funeral service Monday at 1 at the Barnes United Methodist Church. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery at Barnes. Christy Anders' funeral home in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Moore. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Ritz chicken with rice, Brussels sprouts, cottage cheese with peaches. Monday's menu, chicken tenders, a muffin, green beans, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are likely today, staying slightly cooler with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A slight chance for some rain early tonight, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Northwest winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Warming up on Saturday, some sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s. And mostly clear and breezy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s. North winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. Northwest winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Still staying sunny as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April 70, record high on this date 94. The average low 47, the record low is 27. Sunset this evening at 8:17. Sunrise in the morning at 6:33. It's 46 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 28th of April. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Blue Rapids is on the move.
A small town with a big heart.
We always invite you to join us as we move forward.
Take time to see our progress.
We'd love to have you.
Come see what we have to offer.
Around the town square or anywhere you might be.
Visit Blue Rapids, the small town with a big heart.
Alfred Dunner is back at Diane's Dresses in Wymore. Ladies' casual, comfortable, yet sophisticated styles for every day in sizes for all. And through the end of April, Diane is featuring 20% off in-stock wedding gowns. It's a great time to plan ahead and save. Shop Diane's Dresses in Wymore.
Bryce Young goes number one, and the Celtics have a date with the Sixers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The spectacle that is the NFL draft kicked off last night. With the first overall pick, the Carolina Panthers selected Alabama quarterback Bryce Young, who's taking it in stride.
As amazing as the moment this is, I'm going to try to live in this moment. I can't wait to get to work and start building off of it.
The Texans up next selected Ohio State QB C.J. Stroud. They then traded up for the third overall pick, taking Alabama linebacker Will Anderson Jr. The Colts took Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson at 4. Illinois cornerback Devin Witherspoon went to the Seahawks at 5. In the NBA playoffs, the Hawks looked to force a decisive Game 7 hosting the Celtics. Jason Tatum wasn't having any.
Tatum gonna have to go, pulls back on Collins and rips home a three.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Tatum had 30 points, Jaylen Brown added 32, and the Celtics advance 128-120. They're headed to the Eastern semis where they'll meet the 76ers. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Golden Knights advance to the second round thanks to two goals from Chandler Stephenson.
Eichel, quick stick and front score!
Our thanks to KKGK. Vegas beats the Jets 4-1 to take the series in five games. More from the NFL draft. Multiple trades made in the top 10, including the Cardinals shuffling their pick twice.
The Arizona Cardinals have moved up to 6. So to recap, Arizona started the night at 3, traded to 12, and now is traded back up to 6 while getting an extra 1 next year from Houston.
ESPN's Adam Schefter, the Cardinals selected tackle Paris Johnson Jr. at 6. Experts expected more quarterbacks to go in the first round last night, including Will Levis and Hendon Hooker.
I thought we would have seen at least 4, and all I thought we'd see 5. So Hendon Hooker and Will Levis, more to come. 2 productive SEC quarterbacks that are still available.
ESPN NFL front office analyst Mike Tannenbaum. This is Rich Cantu, ABC's.
Pickups in on trade at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2020 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the LTZ Z71 package. A new truck trade priced under $50,000. They have a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD with Duramax diesel and a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 priced under $15,000 at Fenortis Motor Company.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Friday, April the 28th. You know what that means, don't you? That's right. Time for the Stackline Report.
8 states, friends, are planting less acres of corn this year than last year. 40 states are planting more, including those in Kansas and everybody around us, except Texas. Texas is down. And I would think so with their drought situation as terrible as it is. But we're up 2% in Kansas, 1% in Oklahoma. Now you get southeast, and they're up like in the 20s. Western part of the country, southwest, a lot of them are up 20%. Now, are they huge states for corn? I don't know. Probably not. But all in all, folks, we're planting a whole lot of corn if the weather's going to allow that. It's going to be interesting. Stocks report that came out tells us that we've got quite a bit of corn around. Everything's up when it comes to guesstimates after this crop is in, if it materializes to be something normal. That's a long ways from being reality right now. In the meantime, we're going to take a look at the March plantings report being up for corn and soybeans. We're up 9% on wheat already planted, 4% on corn. And it looks like cotton will be down. So that's a good crop if you want to make some money, I guess, around this part of the country. So anyway, we'll take a look at that. There's a lot of ifs there. But that's what sets the markets on a day-to-day basis and why we talk about them here on the Stackline Report. Thanks for joining me.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewinberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Lewinberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Alfalfa weevils are officially back and hatching after the last several weeks of weather in Kansas. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth shares information on alfalfa weevils.
Alfalfa weevils probably are first serious major pest that we see in all crops every year. because they're a cool weather insect, as alfalfa is. So they come around earlier, it seems to me, every year. This year is no difference. Alfalfa weevil adults lay eggs in the fall in alfalfa in the stems, either vertical stems or horizontal stems, so they're well hidden. You can see them. They're kind of an orange or a golden color, and it's kind of neat to go out and try and sample for them, but they're well hidden. The eggs in the stems will start overwintering and start accumulating thermal units or growing degree days, and we've developed a thermal unit accumulation system or growing degree day system to be able to predict when these eggs hatch starting January 1st. It's really pretty useful. But again, you use the system and you got to go out and ground truth whether the eggs are really hatching or not, because every little field's just a little bit different by a week or two.
Whitworth explains testing infestation level and treatment.
The main thing is you got to get out and sample. And sampling is really pretty easily done, I think, in my opinion. Just go out and pull stems, shake them vigorously in a white bucket, count the number of larvae that fall out, and remember how many stems you had, and that gives you your infestation level. One of the triggers that we use for treating for alfalfa weevil is a 30 to 50% infestation level. That's when we start treating with an insecticide. If we get cold temperatures, that will slow down the hatch also. So when they're active, and they're only active once a year, that's the time when we get spring colliding with winter temperatures and rain, sleet, snow, and the weevils are still out there feeding 24/7. Anytime the temperature's over 45 degrees, they don't mind the wind, the rain, they're feeding.
Whitworth goes on to discuss the problem with spraying for alfalfa weevils too early.
This year, we haven't had much moisture, so the impact of the feeding in the weevils is really showing up a lot more. So a lot of guys are spraying a little bit earlier than they would. But one of the problems is if you have enough eggs laid, you're going to have another flush of eggs hatching and therefore another bunch of larvae feeding on the crop. So if you go out 2 weeks ago and you sprayed, that will probably do a pretty good job of killing the larvae, but then you're going to have more eggs hatch. These insecticides only last 10 to 14 days. So once you've treated and those eggs are going to continue to hatch, there's not going to be any vegetation that has the residue on it from the previous insecticide. So you may have to go back, you may have to spray twice, you may have to spray three times.
That was Jeff Whitworth, K-State field crop entomologist, discussing alfalfa weevils. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Before the modern food age, the first spring greens of the season were a big deal. All about the tradition of spring tonics today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 28th, the 118th day of the year. Comedian Jay Leno and entertainer Ann Margaret were both born on this day. Early settlers were firm believers in tonics made from the early greens of spring. They may have been on to something. We've since learned that they're packed with all kinds of beneficial vitamins and nutrients. To concoct your own tonic, dandelion greens may be your easiest bet. When boiled, the kettle water is full of water-soluble vitamins. Or simply toss a few greens into your next salad. Another favorite tonic was made from sassafras. If you have access to sassafras saplings, you can brew tea from the root or the leaves. Just one word of caution, be sure any vegetation you gather hasn't been treated with fertilizer or pesticide. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, and it's 46 degrees. It'll be a bit cooler today. Highs forecast in the 50s for your Friday.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Round one of the NFL draft came to an end last night in Kansas City. The Kansas City Chiefs had the last pick of the first round, and they stayed home by picking up Kansas State's Felix Anaduke-Uzomah, a defensive end edge rusher from Kansas State University and a Kansas City native. Here's what Andy Reid thinks about their first round pick.
I think it's neat. And then, the draft's right here in Kansas City. I know the people down down at the draft were excited. We had it on the TV, and they were fired up about it. So Kansas State, Kansas City, and then the draft, I think that's a real positive.
The biggest surprise of the night came from the Arizona Cardinals. They already had the number two pick, where they took Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud, and then they immediately made a trade and got the third pick of the night, where they picked up Will Anderson, a All-American linebacker out of Alabama. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
The Kansas City Chiefs still have 9 more picks in the draft, and rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft will be tonight. You can watch that on ESPN and ABC. It starts at 7 o'clock. Then rounds 4 through 7 will be tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m., also on ESPN and ABC. Amongst all of the NFL draft coverage, there was Major League Baseball yesterday, but it was the same story for the Kansas City Royals, another L in the column. The Royals lose to the Twins 7-1. The Royals could only manage 3 hits in the game. Those two teams will play this afternoon at 3:10 in Minnesota. There was only one game in the NBA last night, and it was the series between Boston and Atlanta. Boston ends up winning the series 4-2 with a 128-120 win last night over the Hawks. The Kansas Jayhawks women's basketball team celebrated their WNIT championship yesterday with the governor. The KU team visited Laura Kelly at the Capitol. The Jayhawks were recognized by the state Senate, House of Representatives, and, of course, the Kansas governor. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
Gravy.
is to you.
So
sleep through the night, roll over to your side, smell your perfume and not feel a thing. Hear someone say your name, picture your pretty face when I close my eyes and not feel the sting.